This is the playbook.
Your frequency is your neighborhood, especially when it comes to recruiting talent and retaining talent. And so my belief is that when you are very clear on your essence as a company, so I use Shakespeare, I know to thine own self be true what my values are and what my daily practices are for my company. I have a Monday, Wednesday, and Friday reiterated on a non-negotiable mandatory virtual meeting. These are my four values: gratitude, empathy, accountability, and effective communication. We are in a practice of knowing our what every day with a midterm and long-term trajectory that scares everybody. It's so audacious and outrageous, you know, to change the world is our objective by empowering over 1 billion people, by making money, helping people, and having fun. It makes my hairs stand thinking about how do I answer someone? They're like, what do you do? I'm changing the world. But if I told you what I'm doing today and everyone in my company what we're doing today, it's very realistic. But it's aiming towards that, knowing who we can help and who can help us, how best to get it done with lenses of productivity, accessibility, and gratitude, and a keen system through being a student of our calendar by paying attention and giving intention. Five levels, what we do, say, think, believe, and feel, all aligned with what's important to us. Knowing our now. And then only spending minutes and moments in the bullshit by identifying all the places that were interfering with our potential. The need to be right, the need to be offended, the need to be separate, inferior, superior, imposter, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, resentful, worrying, complaining, attacking. My company spends minutes and moments to do that. So I know my essence. And everyone that works with me carries the same frequency of that essence. Frequency is a neighborhood. So instead of what I see a lot of companies doing, they're not clear what their essence is. Their vibration is low. Their frequency is low at the company. Engagement is low. Productivity is low. The energy is low. So in an analogous situation, if your frequency is your neighborhood, they're living in the projects, sitting in a lawn chair next to, you know, with all this potential, sitting next to some other one with a lot of potential, but they're drinking Colt 45s, talking about what they want to be without doing, saying, thinking, believing, and feeling it, and having a system to execute on it. Where I'm over in the dream. And so when we ask each other for help at that frequency, you have trouble finding and recruiting. Hey, you want to come work with me? Oh, fuck, why, right? What options, opportunities, or touches of favor can you give me? And vice versa. But when I'm over at the dream homes, in the gated dream homes in Newport Coast, every one of my neighbors gives me options, opportunities, and touches of favor. And I say to you, hey, Ryan, man, you seem really sharp to me. Want to come live in my neighborhood? Want to be occupied 8 hours a day in my neighborhood? Or do you want to go sit in the projects with a Colt 45 with a bunch of other people high, broke, and sick on their mom's couch? That's the way I see recruitment and retention. Values and daily practices that are clearly aligned with an audacious objective that scares everybody, but giving them realistic objectives for the day that nobody would laugh at, scoff at, or make fun of. I'm very active. I have activity. I get paid for activity I don't get paid for. Sleep is an activity to me. I'm very efficient, effective, and statistically successful. And all the people around me are as well.